All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Tuesday, December 29th. It's Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Werzer. Minnesota Republican Congressman Jim Hagedorn is recovering after he had a kidney removed as he tries to beat back advanced kidney cancer. His wife, Minnesota GOP Chairwoman Jennifer Carnahan, says the Mayo Clinic surgeon on Hagedorn's case called yesterday's procedure a success. The congressman, who won re-election in November, was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer in February of last year and has been receiving care and treatment at Mayo since. The 2021 Minnesota legislative session starts next week, and top leaders in the Minnesota House and Senate have contrasting plans for the session amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. House Democrats plan to conduct all committee meetings for the duration of the session remotely via Zoom. Senate Republicans plan to start in January, with some lawmakers participating in committee meetings remotely and some in person. Republican Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka says his goal is to have all members back at the Capitol later in the session.
We're trying to move as quickly as we can to in-person, or at least the ability to have some people in person, because it is not as effective, it's not as good as in-person meetings.
DFL House Speaker Melissa Hortman says her goal is to keep people safe and lessen the chances of lawmakers spreading the virus to all parts of the state. The session starts next Tuesday. Minnesota high school athletes can restart the winter sports season, beginning practices next Monday, with competition starting January 14th. The catch? Student athletes must wear masks at all practices and games, even during high-exertion sports such as hockey and basketball. There are exceptions. Swimmers, when they're in the water, don't have to wear a mask, nor will wrestlers, and during certain gymnastics and cheerleading routines. In November, with COVID cases on the rise, Governor Tim Walz issued an executive order halting school sports. A big push is underway by CVS Health and Walgreens to vaccinate residents in long-term care facilities around Minnesota and other states. The vaccination effort started yesterday. Meanwhile, COVID-19 cases and deaths in Minnesota continue a downward trend, but there's a holiday effect on these most recent numbers. Dan Gunderson reports.
The Minnesota Department of Health reports 1,087 new cases of COVID-19 and an additional 13 deaths. COVID numbers for cases continue to fall from early December peaks. New cases, deaths, and testing numbers are typically lower on Mondays, and the latest data is also affected by the Christmas holiday last week. But the numbers averaged over the past week continue a downward trend. Minnesota has recorded more than 410,000 COVID cases and 5,160 deaths since the pandemic began. I'm Dan Gunderson.
In sports, the Gopher men's basketball team beat Michigan State last night, 81-56 at Williams Arena. Well, the mystery of loud, booming sounds in Muskego, Waukesha, Vernon, and Big Bend, Wisconsin seems to be solved. Residents were rattled over the weekend by the noises because they were so loud. Meteorologists believe that mysterious sounds may have been caused by a rare natural phenomenon known as frost quakes. They happen when moisture in the ground suddenly freezes and then expands and goes boom. It is cold this morning. Snow is on the way. Winter weather advisories for the entire state of Minnesota. Snow will start in southwestern Minnesota this morning, spread west to east. Several inches of snow possible, especially tonight. Highs will be 18 to 24 degrees. Snow mixed with freezing drizzle tonight in southwest Minnesota. Tomorrow, light snow in the Arrowhead early on. Mostly cloudy for everybody tomorrow, with highs of 16 to near 24 degrees. And finally, I can tell you that television news is not an easy business. Long hours, and for many in the business, the pay isn't great, and there's a ton of stress. You don't often see people at one station for long. It's kind of the nature of the business. So it's amazing that two Minnesota broadcasters are retiring this week with a combined stay at their respective stations of 73 years. KSTP-TV chief meteorologist Dave Dahl is leaving after 43 years on the air. And he looks pretty much the same as he did 43 years ago when he did his first on-air forecast. His break? Filling in when a colleague got sick in 1979. Management came up and said, "Hey, Dave, do you have a suit?" He didn't. And I'm not sure where Dave got that suit, but the rest is history. Some 42,000 weather forecasts on TV. Meanwhile, Pat Lund got to live out his dream on KTTC-TV in Rochester. Pat was a student-athlete in Rochester and was literally driving to La Crosse in July of 1990 to start a job at the TV station there when he took a detour to see friends at KTTC to say goodbye. Well, he was offered a job to work weekend sports right then and there, and that turned into the prime weekday newscast and then being sports director. Pat's last broadcast is tomorrow after being on the air at KTTC for 30 years. Congratulations to Pat and Dave. If you're looking for more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org. You can download our news app or just turn on the radio. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Worzer.